to Your Good Health Radio, brought to you by Choose for Health. Here are Melanie Cole, MS, and your host, Dr. David Friedman.
With us today is globally recognized fitness and nutrition expert and author of the book CardioCore 4x4 Fitness. He's the fitness editor-at-large of Shape Magazine, contributing editor for Men's Fitness, celebrity fitness editor for Star and OK Magazines. Here to show us how to incorporate fitness into your life, welcome back, Jay Cardiello. Here's Dr. David Friedman.
Jay, welcome back. Great information on that last segment. Let me ask you, you know, people use a four-letter word a lot when they try to avoid working out, and that word is time, T-I-M-E. There's just not enough of it to fit in a workout. For those that are too time-crunched to do crunches, how long do people really need to work out to be effective?
Sure. Well, the CDC recommends 150 minutes per week of moderate to intense exercise.
And people, per week. Okay,
so what happens is that they say, well, I don't have the time. A lot of parents, I have children, I have this, I have so much going on, I have, you know, PTA meetings. You can incorporate exercise throughout your day. One of the easiest exercises that you could actually do is stand on one leg while you're brushing your teeth. Now, if you don't brush your teeth, I can't help you, but the point here is that you're increasing your balance, you're increasing symmetry, and if you think about it, two big things that we lose as we age is symmetry, especially in the hips, and balance.
Right.
So if you're standing there, brush your teeth, wash your mouth out, then switch to the opposing leg, you're increasing core strength, and actually you're strengthening your body. So those are things you could start doing. And if you want to advance that move, what you can do is step away from the sink, and while you're on the phone, stand on one leg while you're on a pillow or a sofa cushion. And what we call that is proprioception training, and that's really
right.
Going to cause the muscles in the body to fire. More efficient, and just like if you're walking, you're always on one leg, but what we do is when we train, sometimes we train bilaterally. So things like a sofa cushion, standing on one leg while you're brushing your teeth, are ways you can incorporate exercise throughout your day.
Interesting. People wouldn't even think of that as being exercise. What about, I heard sitting on an exercise ball while you're typing at the computer helps the core as well.
Well, it does. It does. There are so many studies right now connected to sedentary behavior and poor health. Now, the thing with the stability ball, it is great. Just putting yourself on the body, being able to move laterally. There are chairs out there, like Swapper has a great chair. It's an ergonomically designed chair where you can go not only side to side, what we call laterally, it's forward. And what it does is allow a more compact positioning, meaning in the sense it's going to keep your posture straight up without having them stretch out like the stability ball. And it's ergonomically designed, meaning it's going up and down and can move with your body, keeping your spine in line. So stability balls are a good choice, but a more effective choice with something like the Swapper, or taking your calls. This is what I always tell people. Take half your calls of the day standing up or on one leg, and then the rest of your calls throughout the day, sit in a seated position. But I always say every 90 minutes, you should get up, move in place, and then sit back down. It'll cause your brain to refocus, and it's not overloading your mind.
Great. I know that you have a 20-minute no-gym cardio core workout. Is that 20 minutes per day? Is that all that's needed to get the full, you know, the amount of minutes you need every week?
It is anywhere from 20 minutes per day, or again, it is 20 minutes four times a week. The thing is that I do not count repetitions, so you move at your own pace. So whether you're first time getting off the couch or you're an elite athlete, we work in 30-second increments. And we do body weight protocols because I always say the best gym you have is your body. The membership only expires when you stop. So we train in a 4x4 space, which is great because you're not turning your house into a gym.
Right.
And then also, too, you're doing movement exercises that go at all three phases or angles of the body, especially like the shoulder and hip, but rotate 360 degrees. It works at every angle. Because if you think about it, if you're reaching up, I see so many accidents when people travel, they reach up for that luggage, and they balance themselves on one leg, and they fall back, and they bop you in the head. Exercising the protocols that I implement in this program, you're standing on one leg, you're reaching up, you're coming down, you're touching your toe. So things that you're doing functionally every day.
Yeah, and you make a good point. I see people that just reach up and put their luggage on an overhead compartment at an airport and come in with debilitating shoulder neck pain, and it wasn't heavy. It's just that, like you said, that movement, they're not used to being that high with anything. Because they've restricted in their small little box that they're used to being when they're typing on their computer, their hands don't go above their head.
Exactly. And if you think about it, we're spending It used to be a 9 to 5. Now we're going 8 to 6, 8 to 8. So being in that sedentary position decreases circulation. The nutrients right. aren't flowing. The posture is being decreased. And then you're putting yourself in a position. I saw this firsthand with my wife when she reached down to pick up my son out of his crib. She was getting lower back pain. So what we did is we increased the flexibility, had her standing on one leg, and she was there more in control of the situation as opposed to being out of control when a situation presented itself. And that's one thing that people are. They're in a space, they're contained, and when they get in a position where they have to be functional, injury right. occurs.
Yeah, that makes sense. You know, it's kind of like taking a car out on the racetrack when it's been just driving around the neighborhood for 10 years.
Exactly.
It's probably going to break down. Let me ask you, if somebody came to you and they said, Jay, I've got a wedding to go to in 3 weeks. I need to burn fat quickly so I could fit into this dress. What would you give them as advice? Is there a great exercise if people just on a mission, they've got a cruise or a wedding and they want to burn quickly?
Well, that's great. I'm going to answer in a threefold situation. Number one, are you getting enough sleep? I know the stress of a wedding is crazy, especially when you're planning so much, but you got to get sleep in order for your body to grow and for it to achieve its goal. Number two, take the best supplement in the world. It's called water. Half your body weight in ounces a day. Why? Because when you're stressed and the woman's going through the planning and she wants to reach in her dress, she may stress causes what? Binge eating, overeating. So yeah. Water not only hydrates the body, it's going to what? Suppress that appetite, make you feel full, especially if you're adding things like soluble fibers, like lemons. Now, one of the best things to do, since you're going to be so active, instead of wearing dress shoes while you're doing your wedding planning, throw on sneakers. You're going to be rushing from point A to B, running up and down stairs, trying to get everything organized. Implement something that's feasible and that you can accomplish.
That's great. So, yeah, I love the best supplements, water, because so many people are dehydrated. And a lot of people think, hey, my coffee has water. Oh, that dehydrates you even more. My beer has water. Not the same thing, folks.
Exactly. We run to too many stores to try to find that magic pill when all you got to do is open up your faucet.
That's great. And in the minute we have left, is there anything that you recommend for motivation to get in shape? Do you recommend posting pictures of people in shape, padlocking the refrigerator? Is the one specific thing or an affirmation?
Yeah. You never want to ask yourself this question, what if? And I always tell people what you're focusing is on the end, how you're going to feel. If you have a thought, within 5 seconds, write it down. Marriage yourself to that goal. And go for it. Whether it's just writing it down, texting it, email, you've made that commitment, you gave yourself that affirmation.
That's great. As it is happening, as it going to be, not what if or maybe it will, or doubting yourself, be positive about
exactly.
that you're going to achieve it.
Exactly.
Yeah, you mentioned that before. And, you know, that's such a big thing. People say, well, maybe if I do, or I probably won't, but I'll try. Or negative. You've got to really impact. Exactly. I'm going to achieve. I'm going to be this way. I'm going to fit in that dress again. And, you know, somebody told me she puts a picture of 20 years ago of her dress on the mirror, and she looks at it and says, I will get in that dress again. And every day, I will.
Great.
Not, I want to. I'm thinking about it. I hope I can. But she says, I will be in that dress again. So it's kind of a good brain point is focusing on not the, you know, what if. It's you know, basically, can I and or will I? Yeah, that makes a lot of
exactly.
sense. So fantastic stuff,
and it's
Jay.
Great to use that really good positive reinforcement, especially women. We're negative self-talkers. Boy, we're expert at that. But this is great information, Jay. Thanks so much. To learn more about Jay Cardiello, you can purchase his book, Cardio Core, 4x4 Fitness, or his DVDs on transforming your life. Go to CardielloFitness.com. That's CardielloFitness.com. You can follow him on Twitter at Jay Cardiello, just as you can follow Dr. David Friedman on Twitter at Dr. David Friedman. If you missed any of the great information, you can listen anytime on demand or on the go at ToYourGoodHealthRadio.com. This is Melanie Cole with Dr. David Friedman. Remember to stay well and stay tuned. There's more coming up.